Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. This week on the HR Power Hour, we're going to be speaking with Linda Anguish. She is the Director of Certification Products for the HR Certification Institute, and Lori Parham, State Director of the AARP. And today we're talking with Linda Anguish. She is the Director of Certification Products for the HR Certification Institute. Linda, thanks for being on the show today.
Well, thanks very much for having me, David.
You know, back on September 24th here, you guys talked about a brand new series of two certifications that are coming out. First one, the HRBP, and then the HRMP. And for those who don't know the acronyms by heart, the Human Resource Business Professional and the Human Resource Management Professional certifications. These are two brand new ones that are coming out by the HR Certification Institute, and I guess it's one of the main things we're going to be talking about today because I know I'm excited to learn about those. That said, I'd like to first start and establish it by saying, what exactly is the HR Certification Institute?
Well, thanks for asking. We are actually, David, the probably premier issuer of HR professional certifications. We have been in existence since 1976. We are an affiliated organization with the Society for Human Resource Management, who I'm sure you're aware of is one of the largest HR membership organizations around the world. But we are actually a separate, independent organization. We have our own board of directors, and that is something that's required by our accreditation body, the National Commission for Certifying Agencies. And to be a certifier, to be an accredited certifier, you must really be an independent third party that's validating the knowledge of individuals in a certain profession, and ours is human resources. So as I mentioned, back in 1976, we began offering what most people probably are most familiar with in terms of our certifications, the PHR, Professional in Human Resources, and the SPHR, the Senior Professional in Human Resources. And those are our largest certifications. However, in total, we now have a total of six, and we have 130,000 current individuals who hold one or more of our certifications in over 100 countries around the world.
Now, because you do certify as a third party, and people do a lot affiliate you with the SHRM organization, tell me a little bit about that affiliation, if I could, just to make sure that people understand the difference between the two organizations. I think the listeners will know who SHRM is, the Society for Human Resource Management, but most people do think that you're simply a body of it, so it's interesting to know that you're actually a third party.
Yes, that is correct. Again, we are affiliates in the standpoint that we have obviously a very large common community of interest, the HR professional, many of whom are members of SHRM, and we also have a large pool of certificates, some of whom are members by SHRM. It's not a requirement for either of our organizations that you have to be affiliated with the other, but we do have a large common body of individuals with common interests, and so SHRM is very helpful in terms of promoting our certifications. Also, as an independent certifying agency, we are not permitted to provide the actual preparation or training for our exams because we really must be neutral in terms of any method one uses to review or prepare for an exam. So SHRM fulfills that need, as do other agencies, by preparing actually training and review materials for people who want some additional little preparation in terms of getting ready for our exams. But our exams are experience-based. And in order to be eligible to take them, you must have a certain combination of education and experience in order to apply for the exams. And then, of course, demonstrating successful performance on the exams is what earns you your credentials or the letters that you can carry after your name that indicate you hold one of our certifications.
Well, I think it's important, you know, a lot of people look at this as an education body. I mean, typically if you're putting letters after your name, it's because you received extra and additional education. So if you could, just as we prepare to talk about these two new certifications, talk to us about some of the prep work that has to go into taking these exams that get you certified and why it's so important to have that done.
Well, as I mentioned, our certifications do require some prior education and or experience in the field of human resources at the professional level, and they are generalist certifications. So basically, they test your knowledge in a wide range of functional areas under the umbrella of human resources, and many HR professionals do hold generalist responsibilities where they have some responsibility for all of the functional areas, but also many HR professionals have come to specialize or spend more of their time in one or another functional area and might need some additional preparation or some additional study in areas in which they're less familiar. So we encourage people to do some self-reflection prior to taking the exams. There are a number of different assessments vehicles that you can take to sort of try out what you might be tested on. Number one, we publish all of our bodies of knowledge, and so it's very important to become familiar with them and be honest about how much you've really been exposed to each of them in order to ensure your success. You may also choose to take some type of an assessment and see how you score, what areas you might be very strong in, and what areas you might be needing some additional preparation. And in those areas where either you haven't had much exposure or perhaps you haven't worked in that area for some time, you might want to take the time to either do some self-study, do some reading, take a class, and there are a number of different vehicles. These days, with technology being what it is, you can find virtual preparation classes. You can find them at colleges and universities. You can do it on a self-study basis if you wish. So there's lots of methodologies to get you up to speed in all of the functional areas for the certification that you're pursuing. Most people do find that it's helpful to do some review. But again, as an independent third-party credentialing agency, we don't require or recommend any specific type of preparation. It's all unique to the individual based on their own particular strengths and what they bring into the exam.
No, that's great. I think, you know, certainly as an HR professional, we know that there are critical ways for individuals to help improve and also to show the value not only to for themselves, but also to their organizations. And also, I do know that it's something that employers are looking for today. They're looking for certified individuals who can help their organizations, and it's certainly a great resume enhancer if you're looking for it in the HR world. So tell me a little bit about these two new products and why, first of all, they were necessary to bring forward.
Sure. Well, as I mentioned to you previously, our most well-known credentials, the PHR and the SPHR, really were founded here in North America and have their greatest concentration of HR professionals here because a large part of the exams do concern employment law. And of course, that has a great impact on the HR profession. And as more and more individuals became certified and held those credentials, we started to get requests from individuals outside of the United States, first of all, to take the exams. And with the advent of computer-based technology, that was easy for them to do. But then when they took the exams, they felt, gee, a lot of this content really isn't relevant to me. If I am an HR practitioner in Europe or Asia, it might be nice to know something about U.S. employment law, but it's not really relevant to me in terms of my day-to-day processing of human resources. So number one, folks outside of North America really didn't feel that it was very relevant, and secondly, they didn't always do as well either, because what we were testing was not something they were experiencing on a regular basis. So we began to get calls from people saying, we want to have a credential, can you develop one for country X, Y, or Z? And certification, when it's done right, is a pretty time-consuming and pretty expensive process. You really need to make sure that your exams are valid and that they're up-to-date and constantly monitored and verified. And so to develop a unique certification for every country did not seem cost-efficient or effective. So the HR Certification Institute Board of Directors struggled with this for a while. And actually, in early 2004, working with SHRM, we developed another credential called the GPHR, the Global Professional in Human Resources, but that developed into a product that was more for individuals who worked across borders. So it was very focused on things like immigration and tax issues and things that you could define in common for the HR professional that was working across borders. There's a very good market for that, for individuals who work for multinational companies, but it really still did not address the need for the in-country HR practitioner, wasn't working across borders, but wasn't working in North America either. So again, the board struggled with this for a while, and in late 2009, decided that what they would try to do is get a pool of HR professionals from around the world outside of the U.S. together and see if we could define a body of knowledge that would be common to all HR professionals regardless of where they were practicing. So these would be sort of the macro HR issues and topics that every HR practitioner would have to deal with. And the challenge was making sure that we could find enough of things in common that we could develop a full-range exam for. So we brought this group of individuals together. We drafted a test body of knowledge. We developed a survey and sent it out to thousands of HR individuals around the world. We got about 1,000 responses back, and we were able to develop a body of knowledge that really looked at the macro issues in HR and was common in terms of HR practice around the world, and that's what became the body of knowledge for the HR management professional. As we were doing this research, it became obvious to us that there were many other HR professionals around the world in more entry-level or early career responsibilities than the HR management professional, and therefore we developed the HR business professional, which was a little more of a technical and operational kind of focus, again, common around the world regardless of where you practiced, and we basically developed a second credential for the more early career HR professional. So now we had something that was pretty comparable to both the PHR and the SPHR, but without the U.S. specific law component and more focused on a common body of knowledge at both of these levels around the world. And that's where we ended up with the HRBP and the HRMP.
To be clear a little, so someone who currently has their PHR or SPHR or is considering getting their PHR, SPHR based in the U.S., they are not eligible for the human resource management professional or human resource business professional, or they are. Can you get a little clarify? Are these just non-U.S. based certifications? I just want to make sure we're clear on that.
They are recommended for, yes, they are recommended for non-U.S. based HR professionals, David, and as such, we do not offer them within the United States. We feel that we have those products, the PHR and the SPHR, for the individuals who are practicing here. But again, for individuals who are not located here and for whom the U.S.-based employment law component is not a useful measure, we do have these two new products to offer, and they're offered in computer-based testing centers, the same ones that network that we offer in the United States, only in our outside U.S. network around the world. So folks are able to take these exams in countries that are close to their home, their place of work, and under the same type of process. It's just a slightly different addition a slightly different type of body of knowledge.
So would it be the recommendation that for somebody who works for an international multi-country corporation that may be based in the U.S. but is currently overseas and working in a foreign country, you'd still say that the GPHR is the proper one for them? Or would they be able to take one or both? And because I'm trying to get some clarification around this whole global certification based on the U.S., but if you're overseas, just a little clarification around that.
Sure, no problem. We actually market our products kind of in two different portfolios, sort of domestic portfolio, which is the PHR and the SPHR, and our California specialty certification, and then the global certifications, the HRBP and the HRMP for folks located outside of the United States. And the GPHR kind of crosses both of those portfolios. If you are working for a U.S. multinational but you're posted overseas, or you are seeking an assignment overseas, again, somewhere where you'd be dealing with issues that cross borders and have unique concerns, things like immigration issues, like tax issues, like benefits issues as they cross countries and national requirements, then perhaps the GPHR is the exam for you. If you are more of an in-country practitioner where you're not looking at those cross-border issues and you're based outside of the United States, then that's the product really where we're trying to focus you towards, the HRBP and the HRMP.
Well, that's definitely clearer, because I think now that gives listeners an understanding of exactly which one they may be interested in as they're looking at their career paths and what they need to do. We're talking with Linda Anguish. She is the Director of Certification Products for the Human Resource Certification Institute, and we will be right back on News Talk WLOB. If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com.
In today's digital age of instant communication, the art of conversation is being lost. Too often, verbal communication is reduced to shouting, not talking. Join me, Steve Woods, also known as Steve-O, for Tide Smart Talk with Steve-O, for inspired conversations with extraordinary guests. We'll talk sports, health, green, and life its own self. Catch Tide Smart Talk with Steve-O, Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on News Talk WLOB, AM 1310, streaming live on WLOBradio.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. And we are talking with Linda Anguish. She is the Director of Certification Products for the Human Resource Certification Institute. Linda, we've talked a little about these two new certifications that are now out there. One of the things that I think will be important for listeners to understand is, take us through, the pilot program that set this up. You kind of talked about the surveys that came out, but take us through how this was brought together and why people will find value in it.
Absolutely. Well, the development of the credentials was a very interesting process, particularly because we knew we were going to have an audience of HR professionals from around the globe, and so we wanted to be very careful in our exam development processes to make sure they were valid and reliable. So we basically recruited, as we do with all of our exams, panels of subject matter experts to actually write the exam items themselves. These are HR practitioners from around the world. Again, in this case, we looked for some specific skills. Number one, an individual would have had to practice outside the U.S., and we made sure we had a good representative sampling of the geographic areas. We also made sure that everyone was a non-native English speaker. They all spoke English now and had taken one of our certification exams in English, but it did make them easy for them to concentrate on writing in a simplified English style, or what we call a global English, that's easier for individuals who are non-native English speakers to comprehend and to test on. We also decided, because many of our subject matter experts had shared with us that the kind of credentialing testing we do, which is basically multiple choice exams, is not a familiar testing modality outside of the United States. So we decided we needed to give people a sense of what they were going to be facing when they took the credentialing exam. And so we developed what we called a credential readiness assessment. And it's a two-part test that after someone applied for the exam, they actually take it at home at their computer, and it gives them sample types of questions they will see on the exam. It also asks them questions about their practical on-the-job experience. And at the end of the assessment, they receive a score in each of the functional areas that are covered on the exam, and it tells them how well prepared they seem to be tested in that area. So we had mentioned before, talking about exam preparation, where that's really important. If it's an area you don't have much practical experience in and you didn't score very well on those practice questions, then those are the kinds of things that you will want to focus on in terms of exam preparation. And finally, we talked before about our strategic partner, SHRM. We worked with them to develop, participated with us in terms of developing the body of knowledge, and then they took that body of knowledge and they developed certification preparation materials for us. And basically, those materials were provided to folks who agreed to participate in the pilot. So they basically were able to use them to prepare for the exams. And at the same time, they gave SHRM feedback on how well the preparation products worked for them. So it was a very nice kind of mutually cooperative arrangement between us and the pilot participants and SHRM. We also were able to work with another partner, and that is the Deloitte Consulting Organization, who let us administer the exam in their facilities around the world. And so again, we had a very good representation. We had 49 different countries where these exams were administered, and nearly 1,000 candidates that sat for them. And so when they were done, our testing development vendor analyzed all the results and was able to tell us, yes, this was a good, solid, valid exam. It tested equally well as you would expect it to, regardless of your geographic location. And then we knew we were going to be able to take that pilot exam and further develop it and have it become part of our regular portfolio, which it now has become.
So these two new assessments, which are really focused on the overseas market outside of the United States, have really become a standard now. So there are now two certifications that can be done globally that equate to, in some ways, the two certifications here in the U.S., whether you're talking about the SPHR or PHR. Would that be a good way of assessing the two descriptions between the two different programs?
I think it would. The one difference, again, is that the PHR and SPHR do have the U.S. employment law-based component. For the HRMP, because we are not able to test on every country's employment law, we do require people to present, as part of their eligibility criteria, evidence that they have knowledge in those areas. And whether that's been gained through a college program, through some type of training program they've taken, perhaps a local certification that they've earned in their country on their local employment law. We accept multiple measures, but they do have to present evidence that they have knowledge in that area. It's just not included in the particular exam that they're taking with us.
And I think that's an important part. So there are pre-qualifications that have to be met prior to being able to take these two new exams, correct? Other than what you just described.
Yes, depending on your educational level and your prior level of HR experience, there's a combination of the two that is required, and they vary based on the exam. Another important differentiator between the two exams, of course, is what area of HR are you really working on. If you're working in the technical and operational side, kind of the hands-on HR management components, then you'd probably be more interested in taking the HR business professional a little bit perhaps earlier in your career. And then if you have progressed to an area where you're working less on the technical aspects, but more on the strategic or policymaking areas of HR, then you would be interested perhaps in the more senior certification of the HR management professional.
No, that makes absolute sense. So as we count down here, we have about another 2 minutes left on this show. I'd like you to kind of give me an overview of, so far, the program's been out there about a year and a half or so. How many professionals have been certified so far?
We're really pleased to say we have over 800 between the two certifications. A few more HR management professionals than HR business professionals, but they're catching up quickly. We are now, as I mentioned, offering the exams in computer-based testing centers, and we have actually two exam windows. So you have a 30-day period during the month of March when you may take the exam, and another 30-day period during the month of September. And we are currently in the registration period right now for March of 2014.
So if somebody was interested in getting a hold of information on this program, where should they go?
Best thing to do would be to go to our website, which is www.hrci.org. And when you go on there, the first bullet you'll see is our certifications. And if you just click on there, you'll see them listed individually, and you can find information on both of the certifications as well as our other core certifications as well.
No, that's great. Linda, it's been great having you on the show today, and certainly anybody that's interested in looking for this information can go to hrpowerhour.com, and the audio of this show as well as the link to the website she just produced, the hrci.org, will be on that site for you so that you can go on and click there and get all the information that you need. Again, Linda, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me, David.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB, and we will be right back.